Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
I'm the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for journeying down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed with us once again.
Once again.
As always, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple or Spotify or LinkedIn Podshoots.
Or Gigimo, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Whenever you get your podcasts from.
Whatever time and space you get your podcasts from. And always please follow us and say hello to us on all of the socials, on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Yes. So last week we discussed a person called Left at London who sent a tweet to Cher saying, follow this live stream on Nintendo 64 Donkey Kong.
Yes.
And
which we were completely perplexed by.
Yeah. We thought it was just another person.
An insane streaming request again.
Turns out we were wrong and I am willing to eat my hat.
I wasn't wrong. I was...
This is the hill Justin is dying
yet,
on.
Not yet educated on this.
Yes. So as it turns out, Haboma Guy, whose real name is Harry Brewis, decided to play Donkey Kong for 57 hours and raise money for UK-based charity called Mermaids.
Yes.
Which supports trans kids, which is an amazing charity. Get on it. They were raising money for that and they wanted to raise $3,000.
Yes. That's not what happened.
That is not what happened,
what
Justin.
What happened, Andy?
They ended up raising $340,000.
Yeah. So this guy, Harry Brewis, played all the way through Donkey Kong 64.
Yes.
On a live stream for 57 hours.
Yep.
And raised all this money for Mermaids, which is amazing.
So
that's what the request was. They were asking Cher to jump on and watch this.
It's nice now, isn't it?
It's real nice now. I was horrifically upset last week about it.
And now I'm delighted.
But this is a great example of why context is necessary.
Yep.
How, like, Cher would have probably joined.
Yeah.
Had she have known. If context had been given.
You're absolutely right.
But here we are, a week later, it's over.
Why are you still angry at this?
Because it's a missed opportunity. How much more could they have raised if people had understood properly?
You're right.
So it's just a learning lesson for everyone that if you're going to put something on Cher's Twitter feed or anyone's Twitter feed, give context.
Oh, good luck, Justin.
GOPs, Trumps, and Thieves.
So the first tweet we're going to talk about this week is from January 23rd. So it's from last week. And it's actually a great segue from the 57-hour Donkey Kong 64 stream.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly why it's so important to have context when writing to Cher. Because she says, not allowing trans people to serve their country is cruel, petty, hateful, and stupid. Actually, I'm so furious I can hardly speak. well, hardly type. These brave men and women deserve to serve the country they love. Trump hearts Russia. Let him serve Putin. Oh, he is hashtag Trump Tower Moscow. So obviously this is a political tweet. It's now negative towards Trump.
Oh, that's weird.
What? But it really highlights how supportive of diversity and trans people specifically Cher is.
Yes.
Which is great.
And if you don't know what's just happened in America, the Supreme Court has just ruled in favor of a bill that Donald Trump passed that bans trans people from serving in the American military.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dark times.
So that's what this is in reference to.
It's in response to.
Yes.
And it's making a lot of people upset, obviously. But there's some people that, well, why don't we just look at the responses?
Yeah. Carolyn Picula at CS Pick. She has chimed in and said, that's how you make change happen. Curse and name call. We know this decision isn't forever since it is unfair. Appears to be about surgery expenses versus the quality of the person.
Hmm.
She's very high up there on her horse.
Very high up on her horse. And I think it's really naive and interesting that she says, we know this decision isn't forever since it is unfair. Except half of the country thinks it's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
there's
the problem.
A whole bunch of red Trump supporters that totally back and support this decision.
Yeah.
Is she expecting to change, like, bills with this tweet? No.
But also, what Twitter feed are you coming to, Carolyn?
Yes. Welcome to Cher's Twitter feed.
I just don't like that you curse and name call
I
him.
Just don't think that's the way to solve any problems.
No one has ever solved a problem by arcing up. What you need to do is sit still.
Don't move.
Pot the telly on.
Host a Tupperware party.
Run yourself a bath.
Get some wine.
And you just sit.
And you sit.
And you wait.
And eventually, the unfair things will go away.
Yeah.
They will slip away into the night.
How do you think we dealt with slavery so quickly?
My family was holed up in a house for 30 years.
Yeah.
And that was thing we knew. Slaves were banned.
So there you go.
You're welcome, America. My family solved slavery.
And now everything's fine.
And now everything can progress as prescribed. Good one, Carolyn.
What a way to go. I just don't like protests. All those people shouting. Bring it down.
So negative. Here's what I like to do. Go out to a beach. Put my head in the sand. Don't come up for a while.
Maybe you lose breath.
Maybe you lose breath. Maybe you pass out. Either way,
when you come up, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
That's how you fix things.
That's how it works.
I once broke a chair, and I went outside, and I sat on the grass. And when I came back inside 3 years later...
Not only did someone else live in my house,
but my chair was fixed.
Cool, Carolyn. Love your spirit.
Oh, lack thereof.
Solution for everything.
Just sit still.
I like Mikey Gaga's response, at @gothic_blondie. And he says, why would they want to even want to defend a country where they can't even live in peace without fear of being murdered? Not to mention the constant struggle of just living as trans people daily.
Exactly.
Why would someone who loves their country or has any kind of like struggle in life want to fight for their rights and defend their country?
So it's so fascinating that you read it like this, because I read it as have a think about the patriotism and love for one's country that you must have if you lived in a country that wanted to kill you and oppress you and silence you. You want those people to be fighting for you because they love the country and are patriotic more than anyone else.
See, that's really interesting that you read that from this, because I read it as he's kind of saying, why would they even want to do this? I do think that's what our next reply, Tracy Schaublin, is saying, though. At F-A-H-T Tracy S, Fat Tracy S, she says, I think trans people are so much stronger than most anyone in military just in life. What they go through far surpasses what most will in a lifetime. That strength is resume enough to be in the military. I think that's what she's saying. But Mikey Gaga feels like he's kind of like, why would they even want to? It doesn't matter. Like, why would they even want to be in the military with all these people trying to kill him?
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe
it comes off negative to me. It comes off really like, eh.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You're right. You're right. Let's do it.
We so rarely do that on this podcast. So
very rarely.
And if anything, it constantly gets us into trouble.
Mm.
I'm giving
what
Mikey...
trouble? What trouble do we get in? I'm in a room by myself with you. What trouble am I getting in?
Lights fire in the corner.
Oh, God. I agree with all of this as well. Like, I even think Mikey Gaga has a point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's surprising that someone would want to do this. But at the same time, you still have a vast majority of people that are behind you and want you to be in the country and want you to be part of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've made a point or if I've just said more words.
I think it's probably both.
Oh, great.
Share, it's a new share tweet.
Our next tweet comes from January 26th at 6:43 p.m., Justin.
Very specific.
So specific, because this tweet is, once again, for the millionth time, later, sunglass emoji.
And we all know that Cher likes to sign off.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just
a sign off.
It's a sayonara, butt face.
Hey, the window is closing.
Yeah.
Don't expect any replies.
Don't bother trying to get in contact with
bother.
Me.
Stop.
Give up
Stop
now.
Stop it right now.
Just let it go. Now is not the time. I'm going. I'm going to bed. I'm
out of here.
Knackered. Yeah.
I've been tweeting all day long.
Constantly.
I've been planning my next week's tweets.
Oh, yeah. She plans them.
I think she definitely has some plans.
Maybe. So, as always, no one has respected this.
Yeah. Kirstie Ann Thompson did not get the memo at all.
I think she got a memo.
She got something. That's right. She says, the missing one sock saga continues. Hold on a mo while I check that I've still got 2 feet. Yep, I still definitely have 2 of them. I could make pairs out of all the odd ones I got. I mean, come on now. This is getting ridiculous. Where the hell do they go?
Oh.
I love this.
Nothing has encapsulated this podcast more
than that
tweet and response.
And the great thing is she does not expect a response.
Nope.
At all. There's no request for a like, hey, let me know if you found one of my socks.
Yeah, there's no request for like a shout out because it's her birthday.
It's just a share. It's just a story that she's putting out.
There's no question as to like what music she's going to add to the tour, if she'll ever stop in Brazil.
Can you say happy birthday to my grandma? There's none of that. I got missing socks. Let me check if I've got 2 feet still.
Problem numero uno. Missing socks. Cher needs to know.
I gotta tell Cher.
My favorite part about this is that the first sentence is the missing one sock saga continues.
Yes.
This is a saga, and this is the second or third part.
Yeah. Does Cher know about these other pieces?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. How aware of the one...
What has led you, Kirstie Ann, to believe that Cher is waiting with bated breath to see how this saga concludes?
I mean, obviously she's not. She just said later. She's gone.
But is this...
She cares not.
Is this the cliffhanger that brings her back? Does Kirstie Ann have 2 feet?
This is what brings Cher back to Twitter every day. What's happening in this sock saga? I gotta know.
What a saga.
No updates, so no, I guess I'll post my own stuff. Okay.
Later, as she closed the window, the missing sock saga continues. Window back up!
I need more.
My personal favorite of the responses to this, Justin Elizabeth Porter, is from Dr. Vera Miles at Vera Miles 1, who replies to Cher's later with, "Good night. I wish you were here in Park City. I've been driving my taxi. I would love to meet you."
Now, what exactly is Vera a doctor of?
Yeah.
Taxis?
How taxi far driving has she fallen?
I lost my license. I've been suspended. And I've been driving taxis in the meantime.
Yeah, have you been removing feet so that people who have one sock can deal?
Maybe she is a taxi psychologist service.
Oh, the famed taxi psychology service.
The very famous global phenomenon.
Taxi psychology service.
Yeah, she picks up her patients, drives them around, gives them a little therapy in the car, a little ASMR if needed.
If anything, isn't that just a taxi driver?
Yes, but she's
qualified. She can prescribe medication.
Yeah, right in the taxi.
Oh, what a time to be. Where is it, in the glove box?
Yeah. Well, it comes through a chute, like through the plexiglass divider.
Well, she'd have to park for that, wouldn't she?
No, it's all automated.
Oh. No, you idiot.
There's an app. She just talks to Siri. Siri, prescribe some Zymafoline.
Okay. Here you go. Beep, beep. Now playing Love You More.
No, Siri, prescribe. Prescribe. Sorry about this, Janet.
Sorry.
You'll get your drugs soon. Don't worry.
Siri is obsessed with Troye Sivan at the moment.
We're
going
to have to listen to this new Troye song. Then you'll get your drugs.
Yeah, it's a good time, though.
I love Free Tomato.
Okay.
At Free Tomato.
Yep.
Who replies to this, "Hello, Madame Cher. Check out the lamp I found at Goodwill for $13.91. Hand-painted porcelain and silk-beaded shade. You're wealthy now, but I suspect I'd get a woohoo score if we'd shop together."
Fuck.
What? What is this? Why? What?
Free Tomato has found a lamp.
He has. Yes, that's very clear to me.
And it doesn't look expensive. And I know it's not expensive because it cost Free Tomato $13.91.
Yes. It also doesn't look good.
It does not.
It's one of those lamps where you have a grandparent that passes away and you have to go through their house and like deal with, you know, like, what do we do with grandpa and grandma's
stuff? Yeah.
The stuff that's left over. And you're making a pile of the things that the children need to fight over. This is the stuff that goes straight into the bin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lamp that would start the trash pile.
Yeah.
So the trash pile is clear. Like, we know what is going to the trash.
Oh, that's so. Which is which, Gavin?
No,
don't worry. I figured it out.
I put the lamp there.
I'm guessing that's the trash because of the lamp.
Yeah, you got it.
Cool. Thanks. I want her earrings.
No, I think Honeyglow would actually really like this lamp. Not because I think Honeyglow has bad taste, but because there is a hummingbird on the lamp.
I question whether or not Cher would go, "Woohoo, score!"
Yes.
Wealthy or otherwise.
Especially wealthy.
Especially wealthy. Especially knowing Cher makes $1 zillion a year.
Approximately.
Yes. I assume. I'm poor, and I look at that lamp, and I don't think $13.91 is a good price for it. Am I getting paid $13.91 to take it?
Even then, still a burden.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the next tweet we're going to talk about is another political tweet.
Oh, shock. Justin.
Two in one episode.
Yeah, but if you'd seen Cher's Twitter feed this week, you would understand there mm-hmm. were literally two out of 17 tweets that were not political.
Yes, so in that kind of barrel of fish, it's very likely that we're going to talk about some political
tweets. We're going to shoot two fish.
We're going to shoot two political
fish. It's hard to hit the water at this stage.
Yes, yeah. Mm. More fish than water. So on January 26th, Cher has tweeted, "What did you do today, Donnie?" And then in quotes, "I caved."
Yes, and Cher has included in this tweet a picture of a cave.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, this is in reference to Donald Trump mm-hmm. caving on... He's basically reopened the government temporarily.
Yeah.
Ugh. So that Congress can get their stuff together and, you know, come to an agreement on the budget.
Yes.
For him to approve.
Now, some people understood this.
Some people did.
But
many did not.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss those people. Why would we?
No, because it's more fun to talk about the people who did not get it.
Yeah. And let's be clear, there were many.
A lot of fish in that barrel as well.
It's mostly fish.
It's mainly fish that are suffocating because there's absolutely no water.
They're trying to breathe each other at this stage. So the first person, Kathy Rosa Quigley at Quig Moose, has responded, "Yes, tweeting about something other than Trump. Thank you."
Oh, sweet Kathy.
Swing and a miss, Kathy.
No.
Swing and a miss.
The thing is, this is all written, so it's hard to necessarily know that that's not sarcasm. But I don't think it is. I think it's genuine joy.
Yep.
That Cher has tweeted about something else besides
Thank
Trump.
Thank God, yeah.
Because how often does she call Donald Trump Donnie? Not very often.
No.
You know, there's nothing like really raging and angry in this tweet. So it's hard for a casual observer to know that this is about Trump.
Yeah, but we are not just casual observers. And for instance, we know that it is about Trump because it is entirely in capitals.
Yes.
And that's how I know it's political.
Yes. And about Trump.
Yes.
Because we are Cher archaeologists.
Dust off those tools. Now, WSEHJ has replied... Full HD 4K.
So he's replied with a format. With a TV format.
This feels like a response to something else.
It does. This feels like he was talking to someone else about the newest capabilities of like his Apple TV.
Yes.
And accidentally transcribed it through Siri to Twitter.
Yeah, this is an answer to a different question.
Yeah, this is a tech talk that he's having with someone.
So, you know what? Fine.
Great. I'm glad he knows what full HD 4K is.
Yeah.
But also, it's not relevant.
At all.
At all.
Wow. Really?
At all.
Oh, my God.
My favorite response comes from Honeyglow. And we've talked about Honeyglow before. Mm-hmm. I love Honeyglow. At Honeyglow Woman. And she replies... Who is Donnie? A good friend?
No.
No. Short answer, Honeyglow.
Not this Donnie.
No, not at all, because we are definitely talking about Donald Trump here.
Yes, and then Honeyglow has backed that up by adding, "Thank you for sharing the photo. What was the cave like?" Now...
What was the cave like?
What is any cave like?
This is not, first of all, even if she was saying, like, look at this cave, this is not a picture that she took.
Yet
she doesn't know what this cave is like.
I love this concept that Cher's taken a day off to go caving.
She's gone spelunking. Hey, Cher, what's on the calendar of today? Well, I have a show tonight, but before that, I'm going to throw myself down a big hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, what kind of hole? Oh, it's mostly granite. What's that going to be like? Be sure to send a pic. Don't worry, I will.
Done.
Snap, snap.
Snap, snap.
Here you go, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, can you pull me up? Get me out of this hole.
Now, what I also love about this is Ariana Truther has responded, lol, at Cher, you're on in a couple of mins. Cher legitimately tweeted this.
Right before
she took to stage.
On stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right before performing.
Mm. So now.
So there's never not a time that Cher is on Twitter.
I feel like even on stage, she's somehow still hooked up to it.
she could be tweeting.
Yeah.
If
ever she's got her back to the audience.
You know she's on. She's probably got a phone out and she's on Twitter.
She's raging about Donald Trump somewhere.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you and I have done shows before.
Yes.
In the hour leading up to the show.
It's focus
we're
time.
We're very focused.
Yes.
On the show, getting prepped, getting into the right headspace.
Yeah.
Connecting, like, with each other.
Yeah, plus there's, like, a whole bunch of external stuff going on, like sound checks and organizing.
Just making sure everything's on track.
Yeah, and we don't have big, we don't do big shows.
No, we've got, like, we don't 40 people max.
Like, not 40,000 in a stadium.
Yeah, 40 billion people.
Yeah.
And we are super focused. I would never, right before going on a show, tweet. At all.
I'd never...
Especially not about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'd never be searching Getty Images for a picture of a cave.
Oh, I gotta get a cave pick to go along with my cave reference.
This is a sweet burn that needs a sweet pick.
It really needs a pick.
Oh, if only I took some photos of that last spelunking trip that I
Cher,
took.
Cher, you're on. You're on right now. Oh, I gotta finish this tweet, though.
Give me 2 minutes.
But I love that Ariana... is in the audience.
Yeah. On Cher's Twitter feed.
On Cher's Twitter feed.
Refresh,
as well.
Refresh,
yeah.
Refresh.
What's she saying? What's she doing? When's she coming on?
Yeah, where are you, Cher? Where are you? Oh, you are tweeting about Donald Trump.
Okay, she's not coming on. It'll be a few minutes.
She's in a rage mode.
Follow the follower!
So, Justin, you and I have a very special follower. As always, lined up for our wonderful listeners.
We absolutely do. I'm very excited to talk about this lady.
Now, her name is Debbie Blohm, B-L-O-H-M, and her handle is @Blohm_Debbie. And she joined Twitter quite recently.
She did. She joined Twitter in October 2018.
That's right. 3 months ago.
That's right, Andy.
Three short months ago.
Tiny, little, insignificant months ago.
Mm.
And in that time,
mm.
she's had quite an impact on Twitter.
She's been a busy little bumblebee.
Just a busy little worker bee.
I have never seen anyone tweet 1,300 times in 3 months.
Which is what Debbie has accomplished.
Yes.
She joined October 2018, 3 months ago. She has 1,307 tweets on her page.
1,308. 1,309.
1,310. 1,311. She is tweeting nonstop. If I just scroll down her page, her tweets and replies.
Yep.
I've just scrolled. I have not made it into yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, there I go. Now I'm into yesterday.
Now
she is busy.
With this volume. You can't expect quality all the time. Justin.
That's right. It's definitely there is quantity versus quality.
Yes.
And it's definitely a quantity game here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like if you want Cher to notice, you got to play the quantity game rather than the quality game.
Yes. Yes. I think in our experience from what we've seen, quantity works. Eventually, you will get through the window.
Yes. And she has tweeted a lot at Cher.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also tweeted just to the universe.
Yes. Just out into the ether.
Just having a speak. She said things like, if I don't find anything here in homepage, I go to YouTube, spelt with a U. It has a lot of stuff to watch, and then you can comment on what you've seen. I've commented on a lot of them, mostly about Cher, though, and I commented on them, too.
Yes. Now, that's not at anyone.
No.
That's just...
That's at Twitter.
At Twitter. And what's fascinating about that is I think Debbie's new to the internet.
Yep.
Is what that makes me feel like.
Yes,
Debbie
I agree.
Debbie is new to YouTube.
Yep.
And she's new to commenting, because this is a new thing for her,
and
it seems
boy,
like.
Boy, is commenting built for Debbie.
Yes, it is. Here's what I love about this, though. The very first line of this tweet, if I don't find anything here in homepage. What homepage is she talking about, Andy?
Google. If there is nothing for her to find on Google...
So Debbie...
She goes straight to YouTube.
Opens...
Google.
Chrome.
Yes.
Or Safari or Firefox. She's on Google.
Correct.
If she can't find anything there...
Just on the homepage of Google. Whatever Google wants for her that day, if none of that pleases her...
She goes straight to YouTube.
Straight to YouTube.
And then starts commenting.
Yep.
I think Debbie is just... She's in like a sugar land right now. She's just found
Isn't
heaven.
She just?
And she's in. She's just in a sugar. Oh. She's just snorting that sugar on a sugar high and
she
running to the next.
She's literally Augustus Gloop and Charlie in the Chocolate
yes,
Factory.
Absolutely.
Oh my God!
What
everything
did I just
here.
Get in?
Yep.
Here's another tweet that she put out into the universe, and I just am going to preface this by saying this is not at Cher.
No.
Cher is not tagged in this tweet.
No.
At all. But she says, Cher, if you read this, give me a like. I've been wanting to meet you and talk to you for a long time now. Well, since you started, that is. There's things I want to talk to you about, so please give me a like, okay?
Genius.
Cher's not tagged in this. There's no mention of Cher. There's no... Cher would have to scour Twitter.
Here is the thing, Justin.
To find this.
Cher is Twitter.
She may as well be Twitter.
Cher is Twitter. So you speak to Twitter, you speak to Cher.
This is actually also a reply to Debbie.
Yes, to herself.
On another tweet that she did.
Yes, where she...
Which also does not have Cher tagged.
No, but she does say, which city are you going to now, Cher? For your concert, that is. I had your schedule memorized, but I forgot it. I'm thinking about when you come to Detroit, Michigan for your concert. I really want to meet you. I've been wishing that I could meet you, Cher, when you come to Detroit. And watching you break down when I read out the line, I had your schedule memorized, but I forgot it. I think nothing caps off Debbie's true essence, though, than this tweet. Again, no one is tagged in it. This is not to anyone.
No.
This is the entire tweet from Debbie Blome.
Mm-hmm.
The phone. Sorry.
Period.
That's it.
That's it. That's the whole tweet.
The whole tweet is just the phone.
The phone.
There's no other reference to it.
It's not in reply to anything.
She's never mentioned her phone in another tweet.
This is just full stop. Just the phone. That's it.
That is it.
I have no idea what to do with this.
I think you just leave it and you
walk
back
away. Just walk out of the room.
You can't touch that.
No, and you might die if you do. It's one of those. Like, you die in 7 days if you try to decipher this tweet.
So, Debbie.
So, nice try, Debbie. But we're not falling for it.
Not today, Debbie.
Not today. And that's it. That's all the time we have for today.
Oh, what a glorious time.
It has been glorious. We've been
to caves. We've been to Candylands. We've been backstage.
That's right. We've shot a few barrels of fish. So
it was hard to miss them, if we're honest.
It was really easy.
It's mostly fish.
As always, please follow us on all of the socials, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Share it around with your friends. If you like the podcast, tell your friends about it. Post about it on Facebook. Post about it on Instagram. Tag us in it.
As always, I've been one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
I have been the other one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
Have a great night.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.